It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
J.R. Starkus is in the building. We'll get to him in a few. He's setting up. Get ready with your Facebook Live. But first, we had to track this man down. Here he is, Sam Gord. We had him on earlier in the week at the Aces Media Day, but now we've got to go to the Minnesota Kid. Follow him on Twitter, @bySamGordon, because it is done, and Liz Cambage is now a member of the Las Vegas Aces. The trade is done. The heist is over. They have ripped Dallas off to preposterous levels. Giving up Mariah Jefferson, a couple of picks. Who else they give up, Sam? They gave up Isabel Harrison.
Isabel Harrison.
What's up, Sammy? It's a heist, baby. It's a heist.
For my money, Liz Cambage is the best player in the WNBA. I saw him all last year, and I think she's the most talented, most unstoppable player in the league. And this is a team that I already thought was going to be really good and have a chance to make a run at the semifinals or maybe even the finals without her. So now you add her. She was 23-10 last year, set a WNBA single-game scoring record with 53 points. She can shoot from the perimeter. She can post. She can do anything. And it essentially costs you a couple, role players, quality role players, but role players and a couple picks. So an incredible, incredible deal by the Aces. And as of about 10 minutes ago, they are the favorites over at the Westgate to win the WNBA championship at 5-2.
Okay, so it's great for the Aces. I get that. Let me ask you something, though. When she demanded out and she said, "I want to go to L.A., and then the trade of Mariah Jefferson and a couple players and the picks squeaked out. Did all the other teams say, "Oh, my God, if that's all we have to give up for her, why aren't we involved in this?" Was it her just saying, "I'm only going to a few places"? She seemed to have all the leverage and power here, and it's great for the Aces, but is there a little inside of you saying, boy, this could also be kind of a headache also? She seems to have her way or the highway. I mean, where do you stand on that now? We've seen the Instagram in the last 48 hours. She feels very dramatic about things. I mean, what's the... Because I think you have to talk about that, too. You're getting a great player, but you're also getting someone who's, kind of demanding about things.
Yeah, she certainly is. And she's, she's one of the biggest personalities in all of women's basketball. And it was a big-time power play on her part. We have to remember, she played in the WNBA. She was drafted by Tulsa in 2011. Probably would have been the first overall pick, but there was issues about where she wanted to go and where she wanted to play. And she's a big star in Australia. She plays on the Australian national team, is a big star over there, and doesn't necessarily need the WNBA, and has spoken out several times that she wasn't sure if she was going to play this year. Even last year, she was out of the league from 2014 to 2017. She didn't play in the WNBA at all. So there is a little bit of baggage that comes with her. She wanted to go to the Sparks, made that clear, relented because of the way the Aces are run. She decided she'd also be willing to come to Las Vegas. So when she comes here, it's going to be a lot to deal with, but I think the infrastructure that the Aces have in place with MGM and then with Bill Laimbeer, who's a no-nonsense kind of guy, as you know, having him on the show earlier this week, he's very straight, he's very demanding of his players, and they know exactly what he wants, and he has the pedigree, I think, to coach her in a way that she's going to respect. So I think out of all the landing places for her, this is a really, really good one because of Laimbeer and the structure of the organization.
Sam Gordon covers the Las Vegas Aces for the Review Journal. You can follow him on Twitter @BySamGordon. All right, so how does this change things as far as the tempo of the offense? We know Laimbeer liked a run-and-gun offense where everybody got up and down the court, very athletic. How do you think this changes things with a 6'8 center?
I think she can fit right in. She, believe it or not, even at 6'8", she can put the ball on the ground. I mean, me and Ed were down there last year when she had like 43-15 against the Aces to knock them out of the playoffs. She was making threes. She was handling the ball, assists and transition, all types of things. She's big, but she can move. And then when you get in a kind of a slugfest, playoffs slow down a little bit, you get in the half court, she's the best low post player in the league. I mean, she's 6'8". And you can't do anything with her on the block. And then, not to mention, you have Asia Wilson and Kayla McBride and Kelsey Plum surrounding her. And then the number one overall pick, Jackie Young. I think this was the worst team in the WNBA 2 years ago when they were the San Antonio Stars. They were the worst team, and now they're the favorites. I think it's an incredible job for, a little bit of luck with Asia Wilson and then getting the number one pick again in Jackie Young. But Bill Laimbeer came in here, he talked to us the other day about it. He had a 3-year plan with the franchise. This is year two, and I think they're already ahead of the curve. The way that they've been able to turn this thing around with the talent they've accumulated and how it all fits together to be the front runner for the WNBA championship, it's incredible. And on the court, I think you're going to see a fast-paced offense that's going to score a lot in transition, and that's going to also slow it down and beat you in any number of ways now because of the balance they have up front and in the backcourt with their guards.
What do you think from her Instagram last night, the other night? What did she start to think of? Like, what was she holding back? Because she felt like she was like, I got to keep my lips closed on this. But what was wrong in the Dallas front office that was really making her so unhappy? It couldn't have just been the lack of the trade to L.A. It seemed like there was something deeper under the surface.
Yeah, it certainly does, and it's hard to point to any particulars on that. But I know there was a situation in Dallas last year where there was a coaching change. It hasn't always been the most stable organization. And she made her trade request in January. So I think she was waiting for a really, really, really long time. And this deal, the Aces have been discussing this deal with Dallas throughout the course of the offseason. There have been numerous conversations leading up to what happened this week. And my guess is she was just frustrated with the lack of traction and that, hey, there's teams that are ready to make a deal. There's the packages that they're ready to accept, and it's not going through for whatever reason. So I think she was definitely a little extra on Instagram, and that was, I guess, that was her way of expressing her frustrations. But at the same time, she was embattled and had kind of been in a stalemate with an organization that she didn't believe was fully supporting her as a player. And now, like I touched on before, with MGM and with the Aces and with Bill Laimbeer and the infrastructure in place, I think she's going to feel really welcomed here and be in an organization that keeps her, one, keeps her accountable, and two, that supports her and puts her in this position to be really, really successful, not only individually, but from a team standpoint as well.
All your Aces coverage, just follow him at By Sam Gordon. Read all of his stuff online and in the Review Journal Daily. Thanks for jumping on and give us a look-see, and we'll see when she gets here next week how things play out.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank
Take
you so
care,
much.
Sam. Sam Gordon, at By Sam Gordon on Twitter, on Liz Cambage coming to Las Vegas. All right, he's here. He's ready. Get your Facebook ready. It's J.R. Starkus on the press call.
Traffic brought to you by Finley North Volkswagen in Centennial Hills, True North. Watch out for the accident on Nellis Boulevard south of Owens. That's got several delays in that area. Other accidents include in and around town, Spring Mountain at Decatur. We also have a crash on Fort Apache at Sahara. And now an accident on Las Vegas Boulevard near Blue Diamond. That has injuries on the scene. And big traffic delays now on Arville at Twain. Traffic brought to you by Finley North Volkswagen in Centennial Hills, True North.